This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. At least 290 people were killed and 500 injured in the first major attack on Sri Lanka since the end of their civil war 10 years ago. Sri Lankan officials are now admitting that they failed to heed warnings from intelligence agencies about the threat of an attack by a domestic radical Muslim group. This is Health Minister Rashitha Senaratne.
International intelligence agencies have informed on the 4th of April that there is such an incident will take place in this country. There will be suicide bombers will attack the various places. So on the, and in those detailed reports, they have said that the targets are the Christian and Catholic churches and also the tourist destinations.
Now, the Washington Post is reporting this hour that four of the people killed were from the U.S., including a fifth grader, approximately 10 years of age, from the area of Washington, D.C. The coordinated bombings were carried out by seven suicide bombers from a Sri Lankan militant group named Taufik Jamaath. The United States on Monday ended its sanctions waivers for five countries importing Iranian oil, hoping to put new pressure on Tehran to curb its military aggression in the Mideast by cutting off its main source of national revenue. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.
We will continue to enforce sanctions and monitor compliance. Any nation or entity interacting with Iran should do its diligence and err on the side of caution. The risks are simply not going to be worth the benefits.
The White House announced that President Trump had decided to end the waivers for three allies, Japan, South Korea, and Turkey, as well as China and India. Three other countries, Italy, Greece, and Taiwan, had already acceded to U.S. demands to end their purchases of Iranian oil. This is VOA News. 41-year-old